What's good, everybody? It's your girl Naima B, your motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you want to be because I'm living my dreams. So let's talk about Love & Hip Hop reunion tonight. I watched it and I thought it was pretty interesting. Definitely pretty interesting. I actually really liked it. I loved the hair. The wigs weren't too much. I would definitely say that Remy's laces are not plucked right. Like, they're not completely plucked to full. Like, I love her hairstylist. I just love his hustle about him. I love how he keeps going and going and going. So, yo, shout out, salute. I think that is super dope when it comes to hairstylists. I love seeing, like, hairstylists go grind, get that bag. You know what I'm saying? Because we do a lot. We do a lot as hairstylists. And, like, it's just kind of like, was good, you know what I mean? His whole attitude is just like, I'm here, I'm ready, I'm doing this thing, whatever. So I love it, love his energy and everything like that that he has going on. Her hairstylist, shout out to him. But I just really don't like the fact that he does not pluck that lace on Remy Ma's hair, y'all. Like, that is just like irky, son. Like, I put that on everything. It's kind of irky, you know what I mean? But besides that, I love Remy and Papoose's relationship. It really makes me happy to see such a powerful couple. And who really knows if they're that powerful or not? But from the looks of it, I love to see it. You know how, you know what I mean? You know how when, like, things look a little bit too good to be true, girl? You know what I'm talking about. You know when you be like, this nigga ain't been faithful the whole time. You be the whole time when she did her bid, this nigga was faithful. Yeah, right. All the chicken heads and everything like that in New York City, barking at me. All the pigeons in New York walking around, chirping with their net. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of them chicken heads, I'm pretty sure Papoose did his thing, but I bet it's always been low key. And if it has been low key, then I respect it. But for the most part, Remy and Papoose definitely got my vote 100 when it comes to like a solid black, beautiful couple. And now they got the golden child, you know what I'm saying? So just, you know, adds to like just their whole like shebang. So I'm really, really happy for them too being on the show. Sin and Joe Budden, I really, really think that this is a couple who is just, I would probably say, and I'm the type of person, I know I'm gonna be in the same room with them. You know, I just know it. Like, I used to do Love & Hip Hop. I did Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. So I know I'm not too far away from the circle is pretty much what I'm saying. So I know that I will see these people in passing and stuff like that. So please don't think that I'm just like a vlogging or blogging and saying things that I just can't say to somebody. If I really had to say it to their face and we had a conversation and it was a personal thing, I would say some of these things to their face. But I mean, I just kind of feel like there's a time and place for everything. So it's not as if I'm on here just kind of herbing somebody and I won't say something to their face. I do want people to know that I'm very honest about just what I say and what I believe and how I feel, and that just is what it is. But back to Sin and Joe Budden, I don't care really. So how I feel, like, I don't really care about their relationship too much. I feel like it was a come up kind of thing for Sin, you know what I mean? And I don't know. I feel like she's been with women. She's been with men. And I don't know. I just feel like as far as her sexuality, she's not really too sure on everything that she really wants to do, be, and everything like that. So that's just my take on Sin. I just feel like she's not that much of a confident woman in herself. You know what I mean? And I feel like she wants so much more in a relationship. And I feel like Joe Button, on the other hand, just kind of wanted the look of a female. And I mean, this is just how I really feel. I feel like Joe Button has a specific look when it comes to a woman. Joe Button always wanted the light skin, really pretty with no makeup, long hair, doesn't really need any weave. He always wanted that type of chick. When you go through his line of women, it's always kind of been those type of women. The real pretty, nice bodies, nice butt, you know what I'm saying, light skin type women. And then you gotta understand, Joe Button is like 45, Sin is like 25, so they already 20 years apart from each other. You know what I'm saying? She's just a young shorty, you know what I mean? She didn't have any kids at the time or whatever, from New York, had a little bit of swag about her, and he just, I feel like, ran through woman after woman after woman. And then at a point in his life, I felt like, yeah, he got her pregnant. Like, I don't think it was something where he purposely got her pregnant. I just think it kind of happened. She got a little buzz going on about herself. She could come, you know what I mean? I just feel like there was so many like opportunities in the situation. She already kind of had a buzz dealing with the other girl, Erica, Mina. So it just kind of was a good look. You know what I mean? So I feel like that's what got them together. That's what that was. And so I'm not really here for it. I don't really care for it at all. I don't believe it's like true, genuine, passionate love for each other. Like, look, they could barely even communicate. They're already in therapy. Now, nothing is wrong with therapy if you need it in your relationship. By good means, get it. But damn, nigga, it's been 2 days. Like, y'all didn't even last 2 months if you need it. Nigga, it's been Tuesday and Wednesday. Nigga, damn, Thursday, you already, you know what I'm saying, booking the sessions for counseling. And the crazy thing is that in their relationship, their problems is no communication. Joe's always gone working. She always feels by herself. Now, you got to understand, shorty is not that type of chick. That is the type of chick that's why she was in those women relationships, because that was a chick. I'm just saying what it is, people. And I know a lot of people may not like it, but it is what it is. It's just the truth. Sin is used to being with a woman. And one thing that a woman is going to give another woman for sure, if she can't give her anything else, she is going to give her that emotional attachment and attention that she needs, because that's what women really, really want. And Sin got in this relationship with this man who cannot give her those things. And I am sorry for her. I really, really do feel bad for the girl that she went ahead and did that, because it just really, really sucks. It just really, really does. But I mean, it is what it is. It doesn't suck because, you know, they're supposedly happy. So let's pretend to. Okay, next. Oh my God. So Rich Dollaz and, I don't even know, Mary Ann, Mary Lynn, whatever the white girl's name is. I just really cannot do them too. So first of all, Mary Lynn gets an abortion. And, you know, she states that the reason why she got the abortion was, you know what? I don't even know what the real reason was, because she just kind of was like, she did it because of his disease. And his hernia, just girl, all of this stuff. She just put this nigga on blast on the show. He could not believe his ears that she talked about his diabetes and his surgeries. And I mean, he told her ass to shut the hell up on the show in front of everybody. And she pretty much was just like, he'll be fine tonight when we in the bed. And he like, pretty much, yeah, he talks to me like that, but it is what it is. What is up with us women allowing men to talk to us any kind of way? That is not cute, sis. Like, we need to do better in how we allow these men to treat us. But there is a part of us in adulting where we forget that we're not kids anymore. Like, you can't just talk to me. Like, I remember growing up, and this guy always used to call me, I was Pam and he was a Martin, and he would call me B to B's. He would call me everything you can think of, and it just was funny. Like, it was funny at the time. Shut up, nigga, you look like you shorty Pippin, scrawny Pippin. And I would call him all kind of names, and he would call me all kind of names. That's just what we did. But growing up, you can't do that. When you are older and you over 30, you don't need to be talking to nobody else, calling them no mother effers or no, you're a loser or lame. Come on, we grown. Anybody talking to somebody like that just really, really needs to just be like, I just can't. So, back to the show. I was not really impressed too much of the show. The hair wasn't that good. Safari wanted to do a grand appearance for the next episode. That's fine. Whatever. Safari just has to be extra, but I mean, it is what it is. I mean, he looks good, so he can be extra if he want to. I don't mind. That was pretty much it. Nia Lee looked pretty. She looked very, very pretty, actually. Remy's wig was not... I wish I would have been able to do her hair. I really do. I love her so much. I love Remy Ma since I was, like, I think I was, like, 10 or 11. I was, like, 10 when Remy Ma first came out. And I honestly, like, I just, that's when I first picked up a piece of paper and a pen. And I rapped for the first time. And I literally was like, yo, I could do this. Like, I could put words together and rap. Like, yo, I would be the hottest rapper ever. Like, just because I know how to put words together. Like, I just knew I was going to be, like, the next rapper. That was a dream that I had. And not saying that I still can't rap. Actually, I got stuff on Spotify. I should have never said it out loud, because I really feel like people's going to go in and like try to put my name and see my stuff. But anyways, I actually might start rapping though, because I, you know, been through a lot of stuff or whatever. And, you know, I'm from New York, and like I feel like New York accents sound good when it comes to rapping. But anyways, back to the Love and Hip Hop. I need to be on Love and Hip Hop. They need to cast me. Like, yo, because I feel like, in a way, I'm like a real chick. Like, I feel like all these girls get on there, they don't even really be real. Like, the most that they have is bodies, and that's it. Like, when it comes to, like, skill and stuff like that, these bitches, they don't got no skills. They just don't. I'm just, like, you know, But I feel like that's just kind of where we are now. It's more so about like how you look than your skill and your talent. And that really sucks because it just does. But anyways, I love you guys. That was that for round. Oh, no, that was not. Let's go to Joel Santana and Kim Bella. And Yandy Smith. Last but not least, right? So really save the best for last. So Joel Santana. Let's first talk about Yandy and Kim Bella and their friendship. They just need to be friends. F all of that. Y'all been friends for 10 years. Y'all kids is actually in the room together, in a hotel together. Y'all kids think y'all cousins. Like, let it just be that. Y'all just need to be friends and squash all of the beef. Jewel's, I'm sad that he's going to jail. I really am. I really, really enjoy seeing him, Kim Bella's, and the kids' relationship and their family and just everything like that. Like, I love seeing that. That is just so beautiful to me. I really, 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 really hope he gets his teeth done. I do, guys, and I know y'all laughing right now. Like, I really hope he get his mouth fixed, because it's just so sad seeing him talk. Like, as soon as he start talking, I just be like, as soon as he start talking, it seemed like everything just go. I swear to God. Like, everybody just get quiet, because it's just sad. Like, do y'all see his mouth? Like, when he start talking, he be like, "Dad, if y'all don't want to be friends no more, don't talk no more. That's it." You know what I mean? And it's just like, dang, bro. They messed you up, bro. Like, you know what I mean? But, I mean, it is what it is. Like, Joel's still the homie. New York was good. New York definitely was in the building tonight. Stand up, New York. But, and back to, you know, that's just that. I think they all just need to be a family and just squash the beef. She's really going to need Yandy right now in her life with everything going on. And Yandy's going to need her. So I just really hope that they just squash that beef and just keep it moving. Yup. So that's my spill on Love & Hip Hop reunion. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.